Dear Pilgrim Partners, do you ever get anxious? I'm anxious right now to share the Word of God with you. Every time I get up and speak to the congregation or to groups like you, I'm anxious about the words that I'm sharing. I'm anxious because I'm sharing the Word of God. Now, how do we become Pilgrim Partners? As Pastor Eichstedt just mentioned, we are building on a foundation. We think of, as Peter mentioned, that each one of us are living stones. What is it that holds us together? But the mortar of God's Word. And that mortar is unbreakable. I try to encourage our congregation and those that I meet, when it comes to sharing our faith, it's as simple as talking about your family. So I'll start with that, to relieve some of my anxieties. This morning was wonderful. Our fourth child, Levi Benjamin, was baptized, being a week old. It's wonderful to remember the scriptural truths that teach us that even though that cute little baby, seeming so innocent, is sinful from the time of conception. It's full of sin. In fact, is damned apart from Christ. How can we make such statements? How can we be sure of those truths? Except, if Scripture would not tell us that we are in need of a Savior, young or old, each one of us. What can the Scripture do? If people ask you the question, why do you believe in a book that might be just like any other book? What does the Scripture really do for you? There's no better place to look than Psalm 119, which gives us over and over again how important the Word of God is. In fact, every verse, except for maybe one or two, uses a phrase that is referring to God's Word. As we see in our response reading today, precepts, commandments, testimonies, commandments, and so on. What does the Word of God do? Let's read responsibly and be reminded. From Psalm 119, is in your bulletin. Forever, O Lord, your Word is settled in heaven.
Your faithfulness endures to all generations.
You establish the earth, and it abides.
They continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants.
Unless your law had been my delight,
I would then have perished in my affliction.
I will never forget your precepts.
For by them you have given me life.
I am yours, save me.
For I have sought your precepts.
The wicked wait for me to destroy me.
But I will consider your testimonies.
I have seen the consummation of all perfection.
But your commandment is exceedingly broad.
Oh, how I love your law.
It is my meditation all the day.
You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies.
For they are ever with me.
I have more understanding than all my teachers.
For your testimonies are my meditation.
How sweet are your words to my taste.
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Through your precepts I get understanding.
Therefore I hate every false way.
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
And a light to my path.
I have sworn and confirmed
that I will keep your righteous judgments.
I am afflicted very much.
Revive me, O Lord, according to your word.
We see Scripture as a source for growth. If we're going to build a bigger fortress, a bigger defense for the kingdom of God, we use the Word of God as our mortar. What a wonderful mortar that is. Because Jesus told us that the Word is unbreakable. I often ask my catechism students, what is the most wonderful treasure that you have? Obviously, they give me a lot of different responses. But the one above all treasures is the one thing in this world that is perfect, that is truly unbreakable. Often in premarital counseling or even in a wedding at time, I've asked the bride-to-be to give me her diamond, and I asked her if it's okay if I hit that with a hammer. Of course, she said no. Diamond's the most strongest rock out there. So why not? everything but the Word is unbreakable. And that gives us source of comfort, joy, and reason to be able to share our faith, because we're not confident in ourselves or our own testimony, but the strong Word, the foundation in which unifies us as one body of believers, as Christians. As we go through those words of the psalm, we see how powerful that Word is. In the first couple lines of our response reading there, you see, the Lord and His Word established the earth, lines 3 and 4, and it abides, and they continue this day according to your ordinances for all your servants. We know that it was the powerful Word of God that brought everything into being. Not only that God has created it, but He continues to preserve it. Going back to Levi, I like to think of God as not only creating us, but staying with us. It'd be like thinking that if God was to create things and then walk away from it, like He's not going to love it or care for it anymore. Some people, some Christians believe that today. It's called, not decision theology, what's it called? I'm forgetting. Doesn't matter what it's called. The fact is that God not only created us, but He preserves us. He watches over us just like an earthly sinful parent who's given birth to a child will continue to love and care for it. That's what our God does for us. And how would we know those things if His fatherly words would not reveal them to us? When He tells us, I love you. I will never leave you or forsake you. I have forgiven all of your sin. And that is why the Word is powerful. And that is why the Word causes growth. Just like it did in our baptism, just as it does today as we hear that Word, that unbreakable mortar, as it builds up our faith into a stronghold for Christ, we see that that Word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our path and to our way. The Word of God is like the sun, the photosynthesis, or however you say it, to plants. The Word is what gives us life. The Word is what causes growth in us. And so we gather each week to be refreshed, to grow in that Word so that we can share that gospel. We can share that good news that even though we were conceived in sin, we have a Savior. We have grace, free. That's all we need in this life. Amen.